Country Club FM.
Almanac time. We're going to bring out the big old bullhorn today.
Oh, nice.
Megaphone.
It's time for the Almanac.
You know what? That effect, you know what that reminds me of? Edgar Winter, Frankenstein.
Yeah, it does.
They've got that part in there. They go... Sorry to blow out your ears this morning. That was probably a little higher. Ever used it last. Turn the volume up. Today, it's the Almanac. Let's get it going. I'm gone tomorrow, so this is like my Friday Almanac.
Oh.
So you're going to have Brittany do Gone But Not Forgotten?
Yes.
Brittany...
tomorrow.
What are your thoughts on that?
Got some big shoes to fill, but big I think shoes. I can do it. Yeah, Have you thought about what sound effect you're going to use tomorrow, Neil?
I'm a big fan of the town crier bell.
But, yeah, he does like that one. Nothing we'll that's a musical instrument. Nothing like a whistle. None of the whistles.
I'm not allowed that.
No, we don't share any of those.
I've used the blowhorn that he just used, and I've used the town crier's bell. And, of course, old school. What do we call the...
Like the teacher's bell. This teacher's is the kind bell. Of bell. Or Melbourne.
Service bell.
Service bell. That's a good one.
That's
yeah,
that's
it, a good
that's
one.
What
yeah,
I think service. It's actually called is a service bell.
Service bell. Like you're right.
Like at the hotel, calling the bellhop.
Right.
All right, you guys can be my bellhops here. 1784, in a letter to his daughter, Benjamin Franklin, on this date, expressed unhappiness over the eagle as the symbol of America. 1784. I don't know.
He wanted the turkey.
Yeah, he wanted the turkey.
Exactly. Why was he offended by the eagle? Was it not majestic enough for him? And why would he want the turkey?
I don't know.
He was a strange fella.
Right. And, you know, I agree with most of the stuff he did, came up with. But I'm for the eagle against the turkey.
Yeah. And they found this letter to his daughter about the whole turkey thing. 17. Maybe it was misrepresented and they didn't translate it properly. Maybe he's talking about what they would rather have on Thanksgiving.
That could be.
They're there for Thanksgiving dinner. I don't want to eat eagle.
Right.
It's a little rough and tough. 1788, the first European settlers in Australia, led by Captain Arthur Phillip, landed in what became known as Sydney. And, you know, Australia became like a penal colony. They would send all their bad people down there. The group had first settled at Botany Bay 8 days before. This is the celebrated Australia Day. So if you're Australian, some shrimp on the barbie, have a Foster's, it's Australian for beer, and you celebrate Australian Day today. By the way, Botany Bay, that was the name of the ship that Khan was on.
Oh,
that was Khan's, the SS Botany Bay in Star Trek, just an FYI. 1863, 25 days after Abe Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, the U.S. War Department authorized the enlistment of black troops. The authorization gave rise to the 54th Regiment of Massachusetts Volunteer Infantry, the first all-black Union regiment in the North. And the movie Glory,
yes,
with Morgan Freeman, Denzel Washington, Bueller was in that one, Matthew Broderick, just to name a few.
They changed the war.
It was. That was 1863, 1875. George F. Green patented the electric dental drill, used for sawing, filing, dressing, and polishing teeth. That's an all-encompassing drill.
And we all know the sound that it makes.
How would you like to be the first patient, though, that would undergo that? Oh, you're the first one. I got this drill. Just think what it sounded like. It would be like a chainsaw back then.
Right. Probably started it like a chainsaw.
1875. Yeah, I can't get this thing. Got to prime it. And I wonder if they had to mix it 20 to 1 gas to oil. It only had a two-stroke. The two-stroke electric dental drill back in the day, 1875. 1905, the world's largest diamond discovered on this date in what is now present-day South Africa. It was known as the Cullinan Diamond. Uh-huh. Over 3,000 carats. Nothing close to that has ever been found. I think they found a 1,000-carat one here within the last decade, but not even close. They chopped it up, and the largest one, they cut it up into different diamonds, the largest of which is about 500 carats. And it's in some scepter for the royal family. These all went to the royal family in England, so they're all in England right now.
Okay.
And that's on this day. They're priceless. You can't put a price on it. There's
Not.
Way you can't value it. 1905, William Wrigley in 1932, he died. He gave us gum and he gave us the Cubs.
Both outstanding in their ways.
And he died on this date. He was 70. 1965, things were heating up in Vietnam because the military ousted the government, seized power South Vietnam, so the government fell, and things were about to get very hairy in Southeast Asia. 1979, former Vice President Nelson Rockefeller, well-known in business circles with his family.
Sure.
He's a former vice president. He served with President Gerald Ford. He was not elected to that post. And he died at the age of 70 on this date, 1979. We lost Paul Bear Bryant on this date. Six national championships. Nick Saban has five. He could have tied him had they beaten Clemson. But he came up just a little short.
That's okay.
And Paul Bear Bryant, his houndstooth hat.
Yeah, he retired
houndstooth
it.
Houndstooth hat.
Yep.
Yeah, do you own any houndstooth anything? I've got a houndstooth suit coat or sport coat that I have. I wear that every now and then, but you can't wear those on camera because of the checkered pattern. No, they don't let you. It screws with the camera.
It looks like
it's moving.
Exactly. Yeah. Looks like it's moving. You know, you've been through that whole TV thing in school.
I have not.
You have not, and it's obvious.
Yeah.
Paul Bear Bryant was 69 and 83. 1992 on this date. 1992. This is local. This is local here today.
Rip and roll right. Touchdown, Redskins. Art Monk.
I recognize Pat Summerall.
Pat Summerall calling one of the many touchdowns that the Washington Redskins scored on this date, Super Bowl 26th. At the all-decked-out Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome.
They ran it up a little bit.
37-24 was the final. It wasn't that close because it was 37-10, I think, early on in the fourth quarter. That was the game where Thurman Thomas misplaced his helmet.
Oh, that's right.
He misplaced his helmet, and he missed the first two plays of the game.
Yeah.
The best running back, and he brought this backup in, and he messed up two plays.
Right.
Should have gone one way. There was an open. Thurman Thomas could have hit it for a big gain. The other one, he went the other way, and Jim Kelly had to scramble.
Yeah, he didn't know where he was.
Couldn't find his helmet.
Yeah.
There are some Buffalo fans that think that lost them the game.
Well, I got
a bad
news
start.
For
yeah.
No. The better team won that football game.
No doubt about that. And that would be the second of their four straight losses for the poor Buffalo Bills.
They share that with the Vikings. Only ours were not consecutive.
Right. And that was at the Metrodome. Just think about that. The Metrodome hosted a Super Bowl. How in the world did our local committee get the NFL to
You build a new commit? Stadium, it's automatic.
Now you have to build a new stadium.
Right.
Metrodome never would have been able to get one. I mean, the Metrodome wasn't worthy of hosting, but they wanted one in a northern climate. Yep, they had one in Detroit, but like Seattle never hosted one. Yeah. Indianapolis never hosted one. All these other dumpy dome stadiums. We were very fortunate. Just think of how fortunate we were that we did host that Super Bowl. And I went to the game. I got tickets.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I got tickets through the Minnesota News Network.
Oh, nice.
And I went there and sat in the upper deck. And
that's when we had the World Series, the U.S. Open, the Final Four, and the Super Bowl, all within like a calendar year of each other.
It was pretty big. Yeah. Do you remember who the halftime guest was? Halftime star, halftime show? I remember it well. Come on, baby. Come on, baby, shake your body, do the conga. Mm. Come on, shake your body, baby, do the conga. Gloria Estefan.
Yeah. And the Miami Sound Machine?
The Miami Sound Machine, they didn't let him in. They didn't clear customs.
Oh, okay.
It was only Gloria Estefan. 1992. 1998, our commander-in-chief uttered these words.
But I want to say one thing to the American people.
And what's that?
I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again.
I'm listening.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
Yeah, those are the alternative facts.
Right, depending upon what your definition of sexual relations.
Alternative facts. Yeah. 1998, of course, he proved later, and he would admit that, yes, he did have relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
Right.
And a year ago this date, 2016, everybody thought he was already dead. But finally, Abe Vigoda passed away. You remember him as Fish in Barney Miller.
In an emergency, you would be the first one I would call.
You should call me first. I need time to put my teeth in.
He was great as Fish.
He was great.
He had his own spin-off show, and he looked great in a trench coat.
Yeah.
He looked great in a trench coat, and he was in Godfather. He was Sal.
Yeah.
He was great in that as well. The thing with him,
he was 94.
94. Thing with him, because it looked like he was 80 in Barney Miller.
Yes.
He looked so old in Barney Miller. That's why the whole myth that he had already died and everybody's amazed that he was still alive. right up to his very own death.
So how old would he have been when it was Barney Miller time?
Well, Miller was mid-70s, so that's 40 years ago. So he'd have been in his 50s. He looked much older.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did not age. Let's just say Abe Vigoda didn't age gracefully.
But then he got to a certain point, and then
right.
he just kind of
And then he just leveled
there.
Off. He looked the same. I watched an interview with him from a few years ago, and you go, it looks like he's just on Barney Miller then and there. So Abe Vigoda passed away. He was 94 from natural causes at the age of 94 a year ago here today. Let's move on to birthdays now today. Baseball player, pitchman, broadcaster, star of Mr. Belvedere. We're talking about Bob Uecker, Mr. Baseball.
Hello again, all you Wahoo maniacs. This is Harry Doyle welcoming you to another edition of TP Talk. Hey, in case you haven't noticed, and judging by the attendance, you haven't, the Indians have managed to win a few here and there and are threatening to climb out of the Sutter.
Just a bit outside.
How they laying off pitching inside close.
Classic Bob Uecker. He turned being a mediocre player but a great character into quite a career.
Miller Lite commercials.
Yeah, must be in the front row.
Yeah.
Mr. Belvedere, just his appearances on Carson were classic.
Oh, great.
Bob Uecker, happy birthday. I think he's still broadcasting limited games for the Brewers.
Yes, I believe he is.
He's 83 today. Scott Glenn, the actor, is 76. He was the guy who operated the mechanical bull in Urban Cowboy.
Yes.
He was one of the CIA guys in the Bourne movies, like Bourne Legacy, Bourne Ultimatum.
Remember him in, Backdraft and Silverado.
The Bourne Appendectomy.
Oh, yes. That's right.
That one's coming out. Scott Glenn, 76. Gene Knight is 43. Let's see if you remember the song from Gene Knight.
Gene Knight.
Yeah, from the 1970s. I'm going to play it here for you. It's just a little snippet. Mr.
Big Stuff, you're never going to get my love.
Gene Knight, Mr. Big Stuff. She is 74 today. Speaking of the Bourne movies, another guy who starred in the Bourne movies, David Strathairn. He is 6. He was one of the guys looking for Jason Bourne, but he also was in the movie Good Night, Good Luck. He played Edward R. Murrow. Good Night, Good Luck.
Cannot be blamed on Malenkov or Mao Zedong or even our allies. And it seems to us, that is Fred Friendly and myself, that this is a subject that should be argued about endlessly. Good night and good luck.
That's David Strathairn, 68. I have not seen that movie.
Yeah.
Good night, good luck with Edward R. Murrow. That's one I need to see, and they released it. That was about 10 years ago, and it was in black and white.
That is a good impression of Edward R. Murrow.
It was in black and white, so happy birthday to him here today. How about some Little River Band? The guy who wrote this song is one of the guitarists for the Little River Band.
Have you heard about the
David Briggs is 66 today. I didn't look to see, is he still one of the members? Because they've gone through quite a few changes.
See if you can find the current lineup for the Little River Band. Fact checker, she's on it.
I'm on it.
I just saw him, and I don't know if he's in the band or not.
That's David Briggs. Happy birthday today, David Briggs, 66, Little River Band.
Is it too much to ask on a comfortable bed that won't hurt my back?
Well, that's not Mary Chapin Carpenter. It's Lucinda Williams.
She write it?
Who wrote the song, Passionate Kisses. She's the big 64 here today.
The unmistakable style right there.
Is he sawing on it or what?
Yeah, he's a great player.
Eddie Van Halen.
One of the greats.
This is a great album. I bet you had this album.
I did. Actually, the girl I was going out with at that time had it first.
Was this on Diver Down, The Eruption, or was it on just Van Halen?
Van Halen. The first one, yeah.
As they go into You Really Got Me, that's Eruption.
Da, 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 da.
And Van Halen, so Eddie Van Halen, his brother Alex, of course they took the name Van Halen, their last name, perfect. I don't know what David Lee Roth thought of that, if he thought maybe they should change it to Lee Roth. instead of Van Halen.
They made a lot of money together.
62 today, Freddie Van Halen. And he did pretty well on the wife side of things there with Valerie Bertinelli.
Yes.
He did pretty well. He's 62. Ellen DeGeneres, talk show host, comedian, Finding Nemo. And I guess they've got a Finding Dory.
It's so good.
Finding Dory. That's like a sequel to it, right? Is it out already?
It is. It came out last summer.
Finding Dory. Okay. All right. I guess I missed it. Ellen DeGeneres is 59 today. I've got more music. This back from the 80s, a little R&B. The smooth sounds of Anita Baker, Dale Freeman.
Very good.
59 today. The great one, Wayne Gretzky, is having a birthday today. Wayne Gretzky.
What he did is just unfathomable. If they took away all his goals, he'd still be the leading scorer.
Right, because he has almost 2,000 assists.
Yeah. Yeah, you
nobody know. Is nobody 2,885 total points.
That's ridiculous.
894 goals.
Yeah.
The closest is Gordie Howe, of course, he's gone, but Jaromir Jagr, who's 44.
And still playing.
Still playing. He's 130 some short. He's not gonna make it.
He's not gonna make it.
Not gonna make it.
That's a great one.
And those records are never gonna be broken because of how it's played now in the NHL with the goaltenders, the bigger pads, the bigger goaltenders, the butterfly.
Yeah.
The neutral zone trap, the defensive styles, that wasn't around when Gretzky was playing, at least early in his career when he was amassing all those points.
I told you I was watching some of the 81 NHL All-Star game last night on the NHL Network, and the goalie, Pete Peters, came in, and the pads are as big around as this.
And they stand up. They stay. They very seldom do they go down on the ice as much
Whole
as they do now. Now the goalies are always down the butterfly, putting all kinds of strain on their groin muscles, by the way, but they're still doing it. Lead singer of the 80s hair band Cinderella.
Sounds like AC/DC.
He's got that kind of voice. Yeah. He sounds like Brian Johnson or Bon Scott. His name is Tom Kiefer. He's 56, lead singer from that group, Cinderella. He's 56. Wayne Gretzky was also 56. R&B singer, Soul to Soul. I used to jam to this song in the late 80s. Jazzy B is 54 today. Basketball sports, Vince Carter. He was known as Air Canada or Vin Sanity. Guy could get up and dunk. Vince Carter is 40 today. And football player Manti Te'o played at Notre Dame, most recently with the San Diego Chargers. He's the one where his friend created the fake girlfriend online.
Right.
And he was exposed, and it was, and then they were in some kind of an accident. He thought this girlfriend died, and he was in mourning, but then it turned out to be that the girlfriend was fake.
Yeah, it was a whole
weird deal for Manti Te'o.
He's not a bad football player.
No, he's not a bad player. He's a linebacker.
Still with the Chargers?
I think so. You'd have to look it up to make sure. Yeah. Last time I checked, he was.
Yeah.
And he is 26.
How about gone but not forgotten? One of our former first ladies, she lived in some tumultuous times with her husband, Ulysses S. Grant. Julia Dent Grant was born in the state back in 1826. He said he would return General U.S. Army General Douglas MacArthur. And he did. He was around World War II and then in the Korean conflict as well, Korean War. Douglas MacArthur, born in this day, 1880.
He loved the Philippines.
He did. She was on the Jeffersons as Mother Olivia. Her name was Zara Cully. Remember her?
It hurts. Well, a broken ankle is supposed to hurt.
It's not my ankle that hurts, it's my behind.
I guess sitting in that wheelchair all day must be pretty unpleasant.
You're so right. I only wish I was as well padded as you are, Louise.
Louise was well padded, according to Mother Jefferson.
That's pretty good. Zara Cully was that actress, and she was born on this day, 1892. Austrian singer. She's the reason, really, for the Sound of Music. Baroness Maria von Trapp was born on the... There was a real Maria von Trapp. That Julie Andrews would play the part of in the movie in the mid-60s. And Maria von Trapp was born on this day, 1905. Actor William Prince, he was in Spies Like Us, amongst others. Born on this day, 1913.
He was the bad guy in one of my favorite Clint Eastwood movies, The Gauntlet.
Oh, yes.
Where he drives that bus. He fortifies that bus with iron and metal and all kinds of stuff.
With
and,
Sandra Locke.
Drives to the city hall or whatever it was. Yeah.
Remember the name William Hopper? I know you know him from Perry Mason.
This week, the case of the restless redhead.
Paul Drake would do the investigative work for Perry Mason. He was Detective Paul Drake, and his real name was William Hopper. Born on this day, 1915. Those were the days of television where all the actors and actresses smoked cigarettes. And certainly Paul Drake was right in there with them. Not a particularly nice man. Nikolai, how do you say it?
Nikolai Ceaușescu.
Bless you. Was born on this day, 1918, the former Romanian dictator. One of the great actors of all time, and he also is wonderful in the kitchen with his own blend of spaghetti sauces and
salad dressing.
We're talking about Paul Newman.
Well, you don't leave much when you miss, do you, Batman? That's what the game's all about.
Oh, there he is.
Mm-hmm. Two ball, side pocket.
He got it. That's from The Hustler with Jackie Gleason.
Playing the role of Minnesota Fats.
Yep.
Paul Newman is the Oscar and Emmy awarding actor that you heard there opposite Jackie Gleason. Many, many things. The Sting, one of my all-time favorites. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. I loved him in Hombre.
Cool Hand Luke.
HUD. The list goes on and on. Paul Newman was born on this day, 1925. And film critic Gene Siskel.
Ray Liotta, Robert De Niro, and Joe Pesci are brutal mobsters in Martin Scorsese's decidedly unromantic view of the workaday life of New York mobsters in Goodfellas. It's one of the four new fall movies we'll be reviewing this week on Siskel and Ebert.
Him and his buddy Roger Ebert.
Yep. They were together for many years. It was one of the most watched,
at
the movies. They did just great with that program. For many years, and then Gene Siskel, I think, got cancer and died. And Roger Ebert also
had cancer. He had
esophageal or something.
Yep.
Film critic Gene Siskel was born on this day, 1946, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
All right, my turn. Mm-hmm. Okay, I do have some facts. Manti Te'o is still with the Chargers, although.
Good to know.
They're now Los Angeles Chargers.
Right.
That's right.
The original or the current lineup of the Little River Band is Wayne Nelson, Rich Herring, Greg Hind, Chris Marione, and Ryan Ricks.
Okay.
So he's not in there.
No, he's not. David Briggs is no longer in there.
Are any of those guys original?
None of the musicians now performing as the Little River Band are original members. Wayne Nelson was in the Little River Band in the 80s.
Yeah, I think he sang lead on Night Owls.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, he came in early. Yeah. I know that, yeah.
And then one last fact for you. We are spreading rumors about Ben Franklin thinking that the turkey should be the national bird. He said that he doesn't like the bald eagle. In a letter to his daughter, Benjamin Franklin said, it's a bird of bad moral character.
Ah.
And he does not live honestly because he's too lazy to fish for himself.
Predators.
And he waits for a hawk to fish and then steals his fish from him. So it's a dishonest bird. And he said the reason that the turkey thing came into play and that he supposedly suggested the turkey was because he said that the bald eagle on the Great Seal looked like a turkey.
And it was very juicy as well.
That's according to the Smithsonian.